It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. She left the sidelines, but still dumps Gatorade on people just for fun. Host of the Sideline Sanity Podcast, Michelle Tafoya. His show is the reason thieves no longer steal car radios. Host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Failla. He's such a great father, he made sure his kids have 2 Thanksgivings. Actor, writer, and comedian, Jamie Lissau. Don't kill me, Jamie. And you can use your elbows to carve your turkey. Fox News contributor, Kat Tim. Michelle, it's so, you know, we do these stories a lot about these crazy people, but it really, I think the bigger story is that we don't call them crazy.
You know what? These people remind me a lot of the people I knew or saw on campus at Berkeley when you and I were both there. There were a lot of passionate people there as well. Look, when you do stupid stuff, you look stupid. Mm-hmm. And when you look stupid, no one takes you seriously. And when no one takes you seriously, you don't gain their allyship. In fact, you lose a lot of people.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what these people are doing. As for this UN climate reparations, the UN is the most useless body on the planet.
Yeah. And you're saying that. You're saying that in front of Jimmy Failla.
I say that.
Jimmy.
I didn't say that, Jimmy. He did. But think about the UN Security Council. Two permanent members of the UN Security Council are China and the Russian Federation.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think of that, you ask yourself, what is the UN? I went on the UN website today, and this one headline was UN stability signs or something. And I thought, instability. Yes,
yes, it's instability. Makes total sense.
I mean, it's insane. These reparations are stupid. Who's gonna decide how much and which countries and who did what and which scientist is gonna determine which climate change thing led to this? It's all like this massive virtue signal.
And no science behind it.
Am I allowed to say, I hate the UN.
Oh, then how do you say that? You know what? I think it's more dangerous to say I love the UN on Fox.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, good to see you. You look like you haven't slept in a while.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
That's what I'm going for. It's funny. We do really have 2 Thanksgivings.
Really?
Since the divorce, because that way my wife can be grateful she doesn't have to look at my face anymore. It makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yes.
These activists are entertaining. I don't relate to them at all. Throwing food on things, gluing themselves to different, you know, whatever, different presentations, museum pieces or whatever. I don't relate to this at all. Like, I would rather that you glued me to the sidewalk so I didn't have to go to the art museum. That's what I was like. Did you see the name? I feel like this was like a joke given to us, but the name of the activist group was Last Generation, which I saw them. No one's banging these girls.
Oh!
It is true. But you know what kills me about them? They could be attractive, but they hate all, like, you know, patriarchal standards of beauty, when in fact it happened before patriarchy. We just like symmetry. We like attractive things. We like paintings. And they hate that.
Yeah, and you're right. And also, like, if throwing the food on the car, like, I feel like if Andy Warhol had put flour on the car, people would have been like, oh, we like your new thing you made.
Yes. It would cost $80 million.
Yeah, they would think it was part of the thing. I feel like abstract art in general was invented when Picasso went, how can I get some money for the I did when I was 3?
It's actually a fair point. I mean, it's really hard to destroy that stuff. It's kind of like your shirt.
Oh, you stop.
Yes.
I actually look like a stripper who gets paid in stuffing. Look at me. This is embarrassing.
I'd say you put the duty in Howdy Doody.
I'll just take it. I'm just going to take it.
I came up with that in the green room. I was pretty proud of it. It's actually a poop joke that's kind of clean.
It's so unlike you.
Yes.
Next thing you know, I'll be talking about cab driving.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us what you think.
Well, in all honesty, it was nice to see a painter covered in white powder besides Hunter Biden.
There you go. Somewhere.
But what's so ridiculous about this is they're doing it in an art museum where everyone in the museum presumably agrees with them. There's nothing more left-wing than a modern art museum.
Right.
You're not preaching to the choir, you're flowering the choir. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's true. In fact, the majors, generally the majors for more leftists are art history.
Yeah, think about that. Like, yeah. Imagine you were, like, protesting the pro-life movement at the Lilith Fair.
Yes.
Like, duh. They're all on board. And to your point, no one's banging those chicks either. Oh, so there you go. Gosh.
Pro-choice.
Thank you.
Yes.
You got me.
Yes, I got you. I wanted to save it. No, did I not save it?
It was kind of like in between, because yes. The point is they're protesting for a thing everybody agrees with.
Yes.
So it's a little convoluted.
Kat, if people from, like, you know when they always talk about time traveling? If you time traveled from the year 2000, you would be freaked out by now.
Yep.
Because it seems like we have people openly destroying art. We have mobs stealing and never getting punished for it. You have men who identify as women attacking women. What is going on here? To me, they could all be under the same umbrella that we've allowed ourselves to abdicate the definition of sanity. What say you, lady in white?
I feel like there's been a lot of misguided shaming and slamming of unstable behavior. because unstable behavior is not always bad.
Yeah.
It can be effective.
In what way?
Oh, come on, live a little. They're saying the main issue with these kids is that they're unstable. It's not, it's that it didn't work. There was actually an article that was like, here's a list of all the art that climate activists have tried to destroy this year. And there's a lot of scrolling involved in that list. But for just one example, I had a guy that broke up with me. He broke up with me a lot, but this one was really sticking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and he had me blocked on all the things, but then there was, of course, my secret account. So I found out that he'd be performing somewhere. I showed up in the neighborhood looking super hot.
Right.
Was that stable? No. Did he call me the next day? Yes.
Oh.
So we got back together. That was effective for the goodness of my own life, ultimately not. But these kids aren't, like, when Biden did this, he wasn't like, you know why I did this? It was those hipster soup kids. They're doing all this stuff, and it's not even effective for what they want it to be, and they should be able to realize that by now.
Why do you think Biden is doing it, then, for the reparations?
The same reason he does everything. Somebody told him to.
Yeah, yes. Just listen. Yeah. Thank you.
On that note. Good answer. Producer, make it sound like I said that. They can do that now. They just change the voice. It's great. I get all the best jokes. Sorry, guys.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Welcome back. They have a nasty attitude about our day of gratitude. A Washington Post editorial is catching flack for outlining your Thanksgiving dinner's impact on climate change. Never mind the war in Europe, crushing inflation, and a wide-open southern border. The real problem with the world right now are the yams that make Aunt Hilda fart. It's not good, though. Hilda, go in another room. That's what I do. In the article, food blogger Tamar Haspel attempts to shame your shopping cart this holiday season, listing common Thanksgiving dinner foods based on their harm to the environment, while ignoring the harm liberals do to the environment of enjoying a family meal. Turkey is apparently still approved, but the best protein source for progressive party poopers? Oysters. Yum. Nothing I like more than something that slimes down your throat like a giant booger. Not that I would know the comparison. According to the article, they have the lightest climate impact of any fish. Just one day after claiming he quit Twitter because Trump was reinstated, alleged actor John Leguizamo, or whatever his frickin' name is, was back tweeting about the evils of Thanksgiving. Yeah, his exit lasted barely 24 hours, which is still longer than his movies remain in theaters. Over the weekend, he tweeted, "Happy Indigenous Survivors Day, F Thanksgiving."
So it seems the only thing with a backbone in this story was the turkey. But no matter what you eat, there's one thing we can all be grateful for. None of us are John Leguizamo. For a guy who hates Thanksgiving, he's sure axing a lot of turkeys. Oh, yeah,
see what I did? There it is.
Cat, huh? Pretty good, huh? You like that?
I enjoyed it.
Bet you did, huh? You like it?
Yeah.
What kind of mind decides to, like, put out an article like this? It's always the same person doing the same thing at the same time before there's Christmas or Thanksgiving, whatever a thing that brings people together. They have to go, no, we need more disunity. We need more discord.
Yeah. Right. It brings people together because I'm going to say something which might be kind of a risk.
Okay.
On Fox. But I think some of you might agree with me. So I'm just going to say it. Like, on Thanksgiving, I am not necessarily actively celebrating pilgrims either.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think that he's overestimating just how many people are thinking about pilgrims all day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of just chilling.
Yeah.
And I think most people kind of are just chilling. I think, except for him.
Yeah, exactly. It's like nobody even think. Like,
I don't wake up like, it's Pilgrim Day.
Yeah. Yes. Screw those indigenous people.
Yeah.
I want stuffing.
No.
Michelle.
Maybe the Fox and Friends people do. But.
Yeah. Well, they're sick people. We pray for them every, you know, Michelle, we pray for the Fox and Friends cast every morning.
That's really kind of you.
You know, because that's what you do.
You're especially on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yes. Especially on Thanksgiving,
we pray. You're a godly man.
Yeah. We don't thank, we pray. Yeah. What do you do on Thanksgiving, Michelle?
I eat and I drink.
Yes.
And I watch football and all day long, now that I don't work on it anymore. But, you know, they were measuring, like, climate damage per calorie or something.
Yes.
It was so dumb. I feel as though everyone needs a battle to fight. Like, it used to be we'd have to hunt and gather. And then came grocery stores, right?
Yeah.
Then we had to cut wood, and then came electricity. So now that everyone has everything that they need very easily, what can I fight? Let me see. I'm going to fight climate change, and here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to ruin your turkey dinner. And then it is John Leguizamo.
Yes, thank you.
Leguizamo.
Leguizamo.
Okay.
And a lot of us pronounce it.
You. Had to happen. You.
People. What he overlooks, and so many people do, is this is a holiday about gratitude and thanking goodness for what we have and whoever you want to thank. And a lot of people give stuff on Thanksgiving to people less fortunate to them. There are hundreds of charitable organizations giving out turkeys and being kind to people. And for
What's
him to
like?
Say F thing.
Anyway.
Just flip your mind around and you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm really.
For him to say F Thanksgiving is just, I just, you know, I don't know what to say.
Stupid. Yeah, anyway, you know, Jamie, do they have Thanksgiving in Alaska? I'm sure they do.
Yeah, we have it. We just have nothing to be thankful for. We just sit quietly around the table.
It's a funeral.
Do you guys get it? Just stuff a giant igloo?
A giant igloo?
This story, though, is like, am I saying it right?
Yes.
He's like,
good job.
He's ruining our holidays by calling him different stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Is he going to call Christmas like you buy for your kids and pretend some old guy bought it day?
Yes.
Is he going to call my anniversary people pretending to follow their vows day? You won't believe me, this is 100% true. So Leguizamo was also really big into saying Pacino shouldn't have been in Scarface.
Yep. Yes.
Because it should have been someone Latino. That part I know you'll believe me. But this is so crazy. The role that he is currently in, the next movie he has coming out, the movie is called, do you know this? Yep. The movie's called Menu, and he's playing a movie star. I swear to God.
Yeah, that's so hip. Like total cultural appropriation. He's not a movie star.
He's not.
And
he's playing.
I know who this person is, by the way.
Well, he does a lot of animated voices.
Well, that's what happens when you lose your looks. You know what I mean, Jimmy.
To Jamie's point, I love that you imply that I ever had them. Like, look at me. Are you kidding me? All I was going to say about the Leguizamo thing, the climate thing, is if someone actually is consciously responding to this article, Like they call you up and they say, we are serving a climate conscious menu this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Your only responsibility is to show up with two bottles of Trump wine.
Yeah. That's your- That's- and on that, very true. Make it worse, I say. All right, out of time. Thanks to Michelle Tafoya, Jamie Lissau, Jimmy Fallon, Kat Tipp, our studio audience. Fox News at Night with Dreamy. Trace Gallagher is next. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.